This is Judith Anna Sullivan ringing from Dunedin, New Zealand, and I'm preaching for the 22nd of February, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 13 to 20. And my theme is, How Do We Know Jesus? And the subtitles, Hindsight, Insight, Godsight, ? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they answered, Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But you, he said, Who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And so now I say to you, You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the underworld will never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. Then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ, the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was listening to a mother speak of her experience of raising teenagers on her own as her husband had died. In the course of the conversation, she made what seemed to me a very profound comment. This mother said she had come to the end of her box of skills when it came to trying to give her children wisdom. I liked that expression. She had come to the end of her box of skills. Then she added, I can't, but God can. And as I was pondering the word of God for today, this conversation returned to my mind. Jesus has asked his disciples, Who do people say I am? He has received a number of responses, and then he asks specifically, And you? Who do you say I am? And Peter replies, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Listen again now to what Jesus says. Good for you, Simon, son of John, for this truth did not come to you from any human being, but it was given to you directly by my Father in heaven. You can't, but God can. In a sense, we know Jesus through hindsight. We have learned about him in a variety of ways, always with the knowledge of his death and resurrection. And yet, the Jesus the disciples knew had not yet passed through this phase of life. And as we read the Gospels, we're constantly asking ourselves, who is this Jesus? And of course, our response will be coloured by the accounts we are pondering. In Matthew, we see Jesus at prayer, teaching, preaching, healing, casting out demons. And it's interesting to note that the people's responses to these situations are conflictual. In some cases, on one hand, some are in awe of his presence and power, while on the other hand, others are wanting to get rid of him because he speaks the truth. They feel challenged. Now, when we read the word, it is through the filter of our life experiences. So each one of us will respond differently to this question that Jesus places before us. Who do you say I am? So what is it in you, what is it in me that recognizes Jesus? To encounter Jesus by hearsay, in hindsight, from someone else's experience, does not last. We have to encounter him within ourselves. Thomas Merton tells us that our capacity to recognize truth is within us. At the center of our being is a point of nothingness and poverty, where pure truth resides. So it is this spark within us that we need to discover. Knowing about Jesus can lull us into a false sense of security. We need to know the person of Jesus. We need to have a relationship with him. And remember, Jesus tells us in today's gospel that it is God who reveals the person of Jesus to us. One of the signs of the time today, I believe, is a recovery of the contemplative tradition. Meditation, contemplation, put us in contact with that deepest inner knowing in our heart. Direct revelation is a different way of knowing. It is that heart-to-heart inner seeing. Martha in the Gospel of John knew. Remember when Jesus told her that her brother Lazarus would rise again, she answered, "Yes, I know you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Same response as Peter gives to Jesus in today's Gospel. The Samaritan woman who encountered Jesus at the well had this inner wisdom of knowing Jesus, because Jesus gifted her with full self-disclosure. He said, "I am the Messiah." So to know Jesus and who he really is, we need the hindsight that comes from reading, studying the Word of God, the insight that comes from prayer, meditation, and the God sight, that is God's gift to us in our poverty and availability. I think of two 97-year-old women I visit. They can tell me who Jesus really is. And like the mother of the teenagers, I too can often feel I'm at the end of my box of human skills. So I need to trust the insight I have. I need to trust the hindsight I have. And above all, I need to trust the God sight that God gives. It is not flesh and blood, any human being, that has revealed this, but God. This time of Lent offers us many opportunities to see who Jesus is. We can be graced with a new and deeper vision, a new and deeper vision which will be the fruit of hindsight, insight, and God sight.